so I'm guessing I should stop kidding. Brother, listen, my composition is that beat. I'm never quitting, got pole position like that's neat. My tracks heat, I wrote some shit and I rip it up. All the haters get back at your girl's club. Squared up and I'm rocking that shit hard. Show up for the cash, then off and I did fast. Guess my 99 and my Maxwell. It tracks well when I'm back, not stuck in that hell. I'm that swell that I'm looking for to a new day. Got a lot of plans, but no time for none of them today. Hooray, what's what we hitting tonight, team? That's my dream, getting loose, getting an ice cream. Feeling like the clock is getting the better of me. I need a bit of therapy to tell me wherever I be.
This is Aaliyah, Anastasia, and Mario with your 10 a.m. Zlines. Welcome to Happy Hour. In local news, a training program has given Indigenous students in Northwest Queensland an opportunity to begin their healthcare career early. Deadly Start is a statewide school-based traineeship program that gives First Nations students paid hands-on healthcare experience when completing high school, which ranges from maternal health to aged care. Indigenous Workforce Coordinator Shannon McConaughey says people who train locally were more likely to stay and work in regional and remote areas, ultimately building a sustainable workforce. She says, quote, "We're investing into young people who are already based in the community and have strong ties to the community," unquote. More in local news, Brisbane City Council will provide a massive increase in bus trips for this year's River Fire to avoid repeating crowd crush incidents from last year. An additional 36,500 bus trips will be provided in the 19 minutes after the upcoming River Fire, which the Council Transport Chair Andrew Wine says, quote, almost five times the additional capacity provided last year. Managing the crowd in South Bank is challenging because most River Fire goers are more likely to go home directly after seeing the fireworks, causing a big rush in nearby stations. The council also says they will provide dedicated shuttle buses from major shopping centers and transport hubs, better signage, and 60 additional customer service staff, security guards, and bus marshals.
In national news, young boys in South Australia's Riverland are forming informal bike groups, with parents crediting them with getting children off screens and into the community. The so-called bike boys in Renmark include children aged between 10 and 16 who ride together after school and on weekends. Parents Daniel and Nicole Clark say giving their 11-year-old son Jude more freedom has helped build his confidence, independence, and social skills. Additionally, Daniel says the group has contributed to a renaissance of kids playing outside. Cyber psychology researcher Jocelyn Brewer says young children are still dealing with the effects of social isolation from COVID-19 pandemic, and being outside allows them to take mediated risks, explore their environment, and build communication skills. In more national news, the new Spirit of Tasmania ferry has arrived in Devonport for testing ahead of its planned October launch. Spirit of Tasmania 4 sailed into the Mersey River yesterday, drawing thousands of people to the riverfront. The testing will focus on loading systems, hydraulics, and other operations before the ship returns to Victoria. The ferry is expected to begin carrying passengers across Bay Strait in October. Premier Jeremy Rockcliffe says the arrival is, quote, the dawn of a new era for tourism, for freight, for Tasmania, end quote.
And in international news, a Croatian war refugee living in Sweden has tracked down a pair of siblings that sent him a Christmas present 33 years ago. Dalibor Sentic was 10 years old when he had to flee the recently independent Croatia in the 1990s. Months before, however, his spirits were lifted when he was sent a present by siblings Claire and Peter from the town of Mold in Wales. Saying the gift meant a lot during a time of great difficulty, the now 44-year-old Sentic leveraged a single image and limited details of the siblings in an online community forum for Mold. It took him 5 hours to track down and identify Claire Powell and Peter Sanders to properly thank them. Sanders, who told the story to his three children, says that, quote, all of a sudden, all three of them wanted to put some toys and stuff in a box and send it out. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fine danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Transmission on 4zzz, amplifying the trans and gender diverse community of Meanjin, Brisbane and beyond.